Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno. KRWG News Time is 7:45. Federal land managers are drafting a plan that will guide the management of resources and potential energy development for the Otero Mesa. The Alamogordo Daily News reports the Bureau of Land Management is expected to have a draft plan for the area next spring. Efforts over the years to secure wilderness or national monument status for the area have been unsuccessful. Southwest Environmental Center Director Kevin Bigsby says the mesa has been used for centuries for hunting and ranching, and that it would be ruined if industrial uses such as oil and gas drilling or mining were allowed. The area includes about 600,000 acres of Chihuahuan Desert grassland and thousands of petroglyphs. The American Journal of Public Health says the nation's family planning safety net is in jeopardy from attacks by social conservatives. Mark Richardson reports.
A major public health journal says publicly funded family planning programs are under attack and Texas lawmakers are leading the charge. The American Journal of Public Health, in an editorial in its October edition, says it is alarmed by the number of legislative assaults on the country's family planning safety net. It contends that while there is concern over federal policies, a growing number of states are following the Texas legislature's lead in defunding clinics providing women's health services. Elizabeth Nash with the Guttmacher Institute says conservative lawmakers in Texas are on a mission.
The legislature has not only been looking to essentially eliminate access to abortion in Texas, but they're also looking to dramatically reduce access to family planning services. It really is an all-out attack on reproductive health services across the state of Texas.
The editorial says in 2011, Texas legislative leaders, backed by social conservatives, ended Medicaid-funded family planning services and created a state-funded program that specifically excluded Planned Parenthood and others providing abortion services in addition to family planning. Lawmakers said they passed the measure to protect women's health. Nash says when other conservative states saw what Texas was doing, they quickly followed suit.
In Texas, half the abortion clinics closed. Similarly, abortion clinics have been closing because of restrictions in Ohio and Arizona and Tennessee and Virginia. So Texas is really a poster child for these kinds of policies.
The Institute estimates, ironically, that services provided by those clinics could have prevented about 450,000 abortions. Nash says conservatives are getting their way in Texas because the GOP holds an uncontested majority.
Because Texas is Texas, it is large geographically, it is huge in population, it has a huge political impact, and people look to it for all sorts of cultural and political reasons.
The Guttmacher Institute is a research and policy organization that advances sexual and reproductive health and rights in the U.S. and the world. For Texas News Service, I'm Mark Richardson.
The annual Turkey Drive has begun by several nonprofits to help alleviate hunger in our community for a very special Thanksgiving holiday. Emily Guerra has more.
Last year, a partnership with Casa de Peregrinos Emergency Food Program, La Casa Domestic Violence Shelter, and El Caldito Soup Kitchen provided 1,300 turkeys with all the fixings to several underprivileged families in our community. Casa de Peregrinos Executive Director Lorenzo Alba Jr. says they are partnering again with the goal this year of providing 1,500 turkeys and fixings.
It's a really good time to be with our families and our friends giving thanks. And this is another way that you can give thanks is by providing a meal for a needy family in your own backyard, in your own community. And that gives them hope. And bringing that hope alive during this holiday season is a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I hope that this community steps up like it always does with their kindness and generosity and helps us get these turkeys out to a lot of families this year.
So how can you help? Alba says that in order to provide Thanksgiving meals for families to cook at home, they need donations of frozen turkeys and several food items such as boxes of stuffing, cans of corn, cans of yams, cans of green beans and cream of mushroom soup, but no potatoes. They already have that taken care of. Food and monetary donations are being collected through November 19th at Casa de Peregrinos, located in the Community of Hope Complex at 999 West Amador Avenue in Las Cruces. To volunteer and for more information, visit their website at casadeperegrinos.org or on Facebook. The entire interview with Lorenzo Alba Jr. can be heard on Fronteras this Saturday at 5 p.m. on KRWG-FM, on Facebook, and online at krwg.org. To listen to this conversation and others, just click on Puentes at our news link. For KRWG, I'm Emily Gatter.